This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 255 for Monday, February 5th. I'm Phil Franz Warkinson. The ICE Futures canola market hit fresh contract lows overnight, but managed to uncover some support to the downside and moved higher. Prices 70 cents to $1.50 higher in early trade, March up $1.30 at $593.40 per ton. It had hit a low of $588.70 overnight. Bearish chart signals and speculators adding to large net short positions do continue to overhang the market, but canola is also looking oversold, and the values managed to move off those session lows. Declines in Chicago soybeans accounted for some spillover selling, with European rapeseed also down on the day. But soybeans are turning mixed, and soy oil and Malaysian palm oil were both stronger. A weaker tone in the Canadian dollar moving below 74 cents also provided support. In the U.S., activity is mixed, with positioning ahead of the USDA's monthly supply-demand report on Thursday behind some of the activity. Soybeans trading within a cent or two of unchanged, the March contract up a penny at $11.90 per bushel. Average trade guesses are calling for an upward revision to U.S. soybean carryout in Thursday's report, but the likelihood of a smaller Brazilian soybean crop could be supportive. Brazilian farmers are making good progress bringing in their latest soybean crop, with most private forecasters lowering their production estimates after adverse growing conditions. Corn traders, meanwhile, added to their large net short position last week, and that market remained under pressure to start this week. The March contract down only a quarter cent, though, at 442 and a half. The good soybean harvest pace means farmers in Brazil are also making good progress seeding their next corn crop. The USDA did announce private export sales of 155,000 tons of corn to Mexico this morning. Wheat futures lower across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat down 9 cents in March at $6.90 per bushel. Kansas City down 10 cents in March at $6.15 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat down 9 cents in the March contract at $5.90 per bushel. Only minor adjustments to the wheat balance sheet are expected in Thursday's report. Wheat traders are keeping an eye on world news, with the ongoing conflicts in the Middle East and Ukraine keeping some caution in the futures. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, February 5th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Warkinton.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.